American worker advocates celebrate H-1B visa reforms. This is why America elected Trump. By John Binder on August 3, 2020. Advocates for American workers are praising President Trump's executive order, signed Monday, mandating federal agencies run audits to ensure they are not outsourcing United States federal civil service jobs to imported foreign workers. Trump's order requires all federal agencies to complete internal audits to assess their compliance with requirements ensuring only American citizens are given federal civil service jobs. The order comes after the federally owned Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, had started outsourcing critical infrastructure 200 tech jobs to H-1B foreign visa workers by contracting them through outsourcing firms like Capgemini, CGI, and Accenture. American TVA workers said they are currently being forced to train their H-1B foreign replacements. This is why America elected Trump. Attorney John Miano told Breitbart News of the order. Miano co-authored the 2016 book Sold Out with columnist Michelle Malkin, exposing how the nation's legal immigration system facilitates the outsourcing and offshoring of high-paying white-collar American jobs. Malkin said, "Anytime America first wins over Open Borders Incorporated is a cause for celebration. President Trump deserves thanks and praise for demanding that American federal agencies put American contract workers first. It's elementary in ordinary times. It's a matter of economic urgency in COVID times, and it's an escalating issue of national security with so much of America's health and medical data accessible to cheap foreign IT workers from China and India." Malkin praised U.S. tech workers for highlighting the TVA outsourcing scheme, taking the story national with attention from former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Malkin sighed, "A kudos to the American tech workers with the courage to confront Trump with the truth, and to be heard above the greedy, lying din of Beltway swamp lobbyists and operatives. Persistence, unity, and candor are key in holding Trump to his promises to American workers across the wage scale. There's much more to be done." U.S. Tech Workers Executive Director Kevin Lynn, who sat alongside Trump in Monday's meeting with American TVA workers, was behind the ad campaign that instantly got the president's attention. The ad slammed TVA's outsourcing while CEO Jeff Lyash raked in $8 million, making him the highest-paid federal employee in the nation. At Monday's meeting, Trump seemingly fired TVA chair Skip Thompson and demanded that Lyash have his salary slashed to no more than $500,000 a year. "Today was a momentous event for American tech workers," Lynn said in a statement to Breitbart News. "It is the first time we have ever seen a president take immediate action in protecting American tech jobs from being outsourced to foreign companies that heavily use the H-1B visa program to funnel cheaper foreign labor." The president listened to the voices of the TVA tech workers who were harmed and decided to take executive action. "This is truly remarkable, and the president has expressed future executive actions to ensure better protections for American workers against guest worker visa programs." Protect U.S. workers. Sarah Blackwell, who once represented outsourced American workers laid off by the Disney Corporation and forced to train their H-1B foreign replacements, thanked Trump at Monday's meeting for his commitment to protecting American workers over corporate outsourcing schemes. "Protect U.S. workers endorsed you in 2016. We endorse you in 2020, and we know for a fact that Joe Biden and the Democrats will never push towards immigration that benefits Americans, America, and the immigrants," Blackwell told Trump. "Indeed, Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden has vowed to flood the U.S. labor market with not only illegal workers, via an amnesty, but also with imported foreign visa workers, a boon to the big business lobby, Wall Street, real estate developers, and the donor class. The reality is, if you can keep immigration the way it's going now and the way Joe Biden will push it, the problem is that you're actually benefiting the big tech billionaires and universities, and that is not what immigration is about," Blackwell said. Michael Emmons, who was forced to train his foreign replacement along with other Americans at Siemens ICN in 2002, told Breitbart News said he was elated to see real American workers versus corporate executives in the Oval Office discussing issues with President Trump. "In my 18 years of following these visa programs, no one in Washington, D.C. has ever done anything like this," Emmons said. "I just wish the rest of Congress cared as much as Trump. I don't want to even imagine what we'd see if Biden was in office." Numbers USA, which advocates for less immigration to boost wages and job opportunities for Americans disenfranchised from the labor market, applauded Trump for putting American high-tech workers first. It is outrageous that a government entity like the TVA would replace its American technology workforce with cheap foreign labor, Numbers USA's Rosemary Jenks told Breitbart News. We hope today's decisive action by the president will send a strong message to those employers who would undercut American workers by importing foreign labor that it is not acceptable. The Federation for American Immigration Reforms, FAIR, Dan Stein said the order reflects Trump's ongoing commitment to our nation's workforce. Specifically, his order addresses the perverse reality that Americans are subsidizing their own demise when companies that are profiting from taxpayer-supported government contracts displace American workers with foreign workers, Stein said. That ends today, and hopefully for good. Already, Trump has signed an order halting the inflow of many foreign visa workers, freeing up likely 600,000 U.S. jobs, to reduce competition against unemployed Americans and drive up wages. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. Analysis conducted in 2018 discovered that 71% of tech workers in Silicon Valley, California, are foreign-born, while the tech industry in the San Francisco, Oakland, and Hayward area is made up of 50% foreign-born tech workers. Up to 99% of foreign H-1B visa workers imported by the top 8 outsourcing firms arrive from India. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.